that I needed before.
Grace not yet discovered, grace not yet uncovered, grace from His bountiful
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. It's counted a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you today, Lord, in the name above every name, the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity to be here on the radio with the listeners. I pray that you'd bless each and every one, Father, those that join us weekly and support the ministry, the broadcast, Lord, I pray you'd just help them. I pray you'd be with the widows and the fatherless, Lord, and those that's just in need today. Lord, you know every situation. I'm glad that you're able to take care of the things, Lord. I'm glad that we can cast all of our cares on you. The Bible said, for you careth for us. And God, I come to you today, Father, once again. I ask you, Lord, just to have your will and your way during this time. I ask you to move and do for Jesus' sake. We give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Would like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, and also the Ukraine, and all of the work going on in these countries, all the missionaries. And we greatly appreciate all your faithful prayers and financial support for all of these ministries. The Lord has done great and mighty things down through the years, and we're looking for even more to happen. And we're so grateful to be able to be counted faithful, putting us into ministry. I appreciate the Lord just having His will and His way in all of these works. And I want to thank you one more time, as we said, for all your faithful prayers and the financial support that you've given to this work. And we thank each and every one of you. But I would like to ask you to write us this week, if you could. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing to you.
I know that I've been preaching a whole lot on the resurrection. I'm still going to preach it. Some of you believe it. I want to turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and this is Jesus talking. And Mary and Martha and Lazarus, it's a story of Lazarus dying or he is asleep, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, that's what Jesus said, he is asleep. They said he, and finally Jesus had to say he's dead because they don't understand sleep. They didn't understand what Jesus is saying. Well, anyway, I think that when we go out of here, we die and absent from the body and present with the Lord and so on. Now, I just want to read in verse 25. And the Bible said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now, Martha she's jumped on Jesus and told him, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I know that. Well, he raised Jesus, and she said, but I know. He'll live again in the resurrection day. Now, you might ought to leave the day off, because Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I mean, there ain't no day to it. That's God. He said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, the life, and he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And that's what you got to believe to get saved. Now I want to talk to you about the resurrection and about how the power of the... Paul said, I want to know the power of it. I'd like to know some things about the resurrection that I don't know today. But I'd like to stop just long enough to tell you about what Jesus said, I am. Now he said, I am the resurrection. But in chapter 10 of the book of John and verse 9, he said, I am the door. Now, I mean, he's the door to heaven. He's the door to the Father's house. And he's the door that you've got to go through if you get saved. And he said, and if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Now, this next verse is where I want you to listen to. It said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, when you tell me that God kills somebody, you're saying he's a thief. That's what you're calling. You're calling God a thief. And brother, I want to tell you right now, I mean, he's not a thief. He's the door. Now, the next verse said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life. He don't take yours. He gives his for his sheep. Ain't you glad that Jesus said, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. And bless God, he's a lot more than that. But I just wanted to throw in that the thief is the one comes to kill. He comes to steal. And he comes to destroy. If anything ever gets destroyed at your house, it'll be the thief who did it. The devil. If anybody ever gets killed at your house, it won't be God doing it. It'll be the devil. I want you to hear that and listen to it, because 90% of the preachers that I hear, I mean, they'll say, bless God, he'll kill you. Now, listen, the devil is the one doing it. Or either you're calling Jesus a thief, one or the other. And if you want to call him a thief, go ahead. He'll take care of you in the days to come. My Lord is not a thief. He is not a thief. He is the door. He is the resurrection. Now I got to thinking about this week, because I've been thinking about what's going on, and I mean, of course, all, you know, I mean, I knew that somebody was going to say, hi to Luther. Well, now, you've got a sin in your life. Well, bless God, everybody's got sin in their life, or in their body, in their flesh. Well, you didn't do something right. Well, nobody's done anything right. I mean, all that stuff is a bunch of junk. I mean, the thief's the one who does the killing. The thief's the one who does the... But I'm glad Jesus is the resurrection. And I told him, I said, you know what, honey? I said, let me tell you, I don't know much to say. But I want to tell you one thing. I'm glad that the resurrection lives inside of me. Hell, I mean the thief. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The thief came one day, had to take that girl and to take anybody else that God has allowed to happen. But I mean the resurrection's inside. I can hear the resurrection say, I hear a thief in the house. I hear a thief crawling through the window. I hear a thief coming in the basement. He said, I'll tell you what, I believe me and you'll just go to the Father's house. Bless God, I'm the door, and then nobody can lock it. And I believe he takes that soul and leaves out of here, and he goes to the Father's house. I'm talking about the resurrection. That's what the resurrection does. I mean, no wonder Paul got in trouble for preaching the resurrection. It's the resurrection that takes you out of here. When the thief comes in to destroy, he tears your body up. He tears you all to pieces. But God's Son, the Lord Jesus, the resurrection says, I believe we'll just get out of here. Great God, the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus, he is the resurrection. Said, let's get out of here and go to him. I said the resurrection took her out of here, and the resurrection will be back with her to get the body. I tell you right now, I'm so glad he's the resurrection. Boy, he said to Martha, oh, she said, if you'd have been here, it wouldn't have happened. He said, I know, but I'm the resurrection. Oh, she said, he'll live again for the last day. Forget about that last day stuff. I've got the resurrection living inside of me this morning, honey. I mean, if the thief comes and tries to destroy my body and tries to get me, I mean, the resurrection will say, come on, son, let's get out of here. Let's get on here to deliver you. I'm the resurrection. We're going to the Father's house. You can't be in no better house than that. And you can't be in no better crowd than that. Lord, isn't that wonderful? I mean, I can see the thief. I can hear him in the basement crawling through the window. And I can hear him destroying stuff down in the basement. And I hear him starting upstairs saying, we're going to kill it. I mean, if they move, we'll shoot them. I will kill them, however. But ain't you glad at the resurrection? Amen. Said, no, you ain't going to touch them. Amen. Now, you see, what the thief is wanting is the precious jewels. Amen. I mean the precious things. I mean a thief don't break through and just steal a little stuff. I mean, he's looking through the drawers to hunt the treasures. Ain't you glad there's an earthen vessel with a treasure in it? Thank God there's somebody down there looking after the treasure called the resurrection. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I mean, Lord, you say, but preacher, do you really mean that he's in me? Sure he is in you. And if he ain't in you, you're going to hell, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. And if you're in him and he's in you, he's the resurrection. He's the good shepherd. Man, he's everything you need. He's all I need. Ain't that wonderful? He's all I need. I don't need anyone else. I need the good shepherd. I need the resurrection. I need the leader. I need the great I am. I need the rose of Sharon. I need the lily of the valley. I need the bright morning star. I need everything he is. And I got it. Didn't cost me anything. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. I can hear him say the thief's coming. I mean young folks, old folks of any kind. Son, when you're saved, you're protected. Amen. You ain't got a worry in the world. Oh, you say, but I thought the Lord done all that killing. I thought he had all power. He has got all power. But the devil's got some too. You say, I don't understand that. Well, he said, that's what the thief does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, what you think about it, you see, I mean, I don't understand. God's got all power. And he's got everything else. He owns everything. I mean, I'm an heir of God, the joint heir of Jesus. And he's got half of what God's got. And I've got half what God's got. And you've got half what God's got. And everybody saved in here has got half what God's got. And we all got half and we're still equal.
Amen.
With Jesus. I don't understand it. And I can't figure it. So don't worry about it.
Amen.
But to see, God says he's got all power. Well, the devil's got power too. Now, I mean, I know that God's got all power. And I know that God can stop the devil. But I believe that the devil sneaks around and the very time that you're not looking, when you might be maybe over to the side a little bit, just out and out, just maybe out of the shadow, not in sin, not doing anything, but the devil gets a chance. He said, oh, I'm going to break in right there. I've been watching that place for a long time. I mean, if I get in there, they've got a lot of jewels in there. Great God, wasn't the devil? That's the reason they like to tear up churches, you know. There's some jewels in there. There's some treasures in there. And the devil say, I'd like to have them. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get them. And I know about where they are. But there's somebody knows better than he does. I mean, there's somebody in there called the resurrection that put the treasures in there, that made the treasures in there. And so I'll tell you what you're going to do, son. You come in the basement, you crawl in the window, but I'm the door. While you're coming in the window, I'm going to the door. And I'm taking to the door. I'm taking the treasures out of here. And we're going up yonder to another door, which I am. And I'm going to land them safe where thieves can't break through and steal. Hey, listen. When somebody leaves here, why, God said to lay up treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and thieves can't break through. Ain't you glad there's somewhere thieves can't get to? That's the reason there ain't going to be nobody dying. That's the reason everybody goes to heaven going to stay. Honey, I mean, that's the reason the devil can't get you out. When you get saved, he puts you in a safety box. I mean, he puts you in a safe in heaven because your life is hid with Christ in God. Of course, if the devil goes through the door, he'd get saved. And if the devil got through the blood, he'd get saved. So, I mean, he knows better than that. And he knows he can't get saved. And he knows he got no soul like a man. He's an angel. And he knows his bounds. But he knows down here, buddy, he kills a lot of trouble.
Amen.
But ain't you glad? And they didn't know I was going to preach this, and I didn't know they was going to sing All I Need. He's all I need.
Amen.
Well, he is all I need. Now, of course, I know that this, and I'm not going to get off on this, but I know this is really pertaining to Israel and about the resurrection. I know that. I know Lazarus is a type of Israel that don't have to die. See, from David on up, they started dying. The Bible said before that they died. They lived and they died. Then one day this thing changed, and it said, and they slept with their fathers. But David on up. Let's read it sometime. And they slept with their father. And he slept with his father. Praise God. If you're asleep, you ain't dead. And Jesus said to Mary and Martha, or they said to those disciples, Lazarus sleepeth. They said, well, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. That about knows the rest of us, you know. I mean, I didn't know too much about the whole thing. And Jesus said plainly, he's dead. I mean, to you, he's dead. But to me, he's asleep. Oh, listen, but we're going down to raise him up. I'm going to raise him out of his sleep. I'm going to raise him out of the dead. And Jesus, can you imagine? I like this resurrection stuff, honey.
Amen.
I mean, can you imagine the resurrection walking up and saying, come out, Lazarus.
Amen.
Why, he'd been dead 4 days. Don't matter to the resurrection how long you've been dead. Don't matter to the resurrection how long. wrong. Don't matter to the resurrection what happened to you. There's God here in the resurrection. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come out of there. Old Lazarus bound in grave clothes. Resurrection said, loose him. Let him go. I mean, Lazarus just like this. When he'd been wrapped from his feet, top of his head, hands, everything tied. He looks like a lot of Baptists that got resurrected and never has got loose. Bible said if you be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Well, you can't seek it if you got something over your eyes. You can't even look up. But Jesus said, loose him and let him go. The resurrection saying, let him loose and let him go. Thank God if the Son's made you free, you're free indeed. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, I'm as free today. And I was telling somebody yesterday, I believe. John 3 said, Jesus said, he that believeth is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Now, I don't mean I'm going to hell if I'm condemned. But you see, I condemn myself or let the devil condemn me and let my heart condemn me. And God said, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. And these preachers take that and say, bless God, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than your heart. He going to do it. No, what he's saying, if your old wicked, desperate, wicked heart condemns you, just don't worry about it. God ain't going to. That old heart of yours will tell you you're no good. That old heart of yours will say, look what you've done. Say, I don't care. I'm still in the resurrection. And the resurrection's still in me. I'm still in him and he's in me. I'm still forgiven. I'm still cleansed. I'm still free. I've been resurrected. I'm a new creature. I'm not what I used to be. And I'm not going where I used to go. I'm on my way out of here. Don't you worry about me. See, the devil, then he'll come to you. Now, I mean, every time somebody dies, he's right there. And he's saying, there's something in your life that you didn't do right, or God wouldn't have killed so and so. Well, honey, the thief does the killing. And let me say again, Jesus is not a thief. Well, you say the Bible said he'll come and as a thief. I don't mean that he is a thief. He'll come when you're not looking for him. That's what he's saying. He's not coming to steal something. Bless God, he's already purchased what he's coming after. It already belongs to him. He don't have to steal it, but he does coming when you're not looking for him, when you haven't got the doors and the windows barred up, when you haven't got everything closed up. That's what he's talking about. Son, he's purchased his possession. He ain't going to come down here and get nothing belongs to anybody else. He's coming after his own. Hallelujah to God. He don't have to come down here and steal nothing. He don't have to come down here and take a life. He gave his life so we can have life. He died so I can live. And glory to God, I'm a glad I'm a living. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, glad you're living today. He said, glad that the resurrection is living in you. And you are living in the resurrection. Martha didn't understand it. The disciples didn't understand it. The Jews didn't understand it. He went out to the grave. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. They said, he's stinking me now. My God, that ain't got a thing to do with the resurrection. Amen. He can take all the smell away. Oh, they said, he's stinking me now. Lord, let him stink. You see, some of these old sinners, they're rotten. They're rotten sinners. That's all right. If you ever let the resurrection get a hold of them, bless God, they won't smell no more. Their sin will be gone. Amen. Their sin will too. Amen. And they'll be in a safe place. They'll be deposited in a holy place and in Him, and then He'll get in them. And then when they get ready to go, like I said, He'll just say, let's get out of here.
Amen.
I just thought of that this week. I'd never seen it like that. No wonder Paul said, I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. He said, I want to know the power. Well, that's part of it. That's some power, ain't it? When there's a resurrection living inside of you. I said, boy, it's too rough down here for you. Just come on up here. That's when you pull out. Now, I mean, I know that they ain't going to do nothing to Jesus because He's a resurrection. But I'll tell you right now, I'm glad the resurrection's wrapped me up. My last boy got drowned, or got killed, rather. He got killed up here on Sunday night, stabbed in the heart three or four times. 5 minutes later, he is dead. And I'm standing right here on this side saying Amazing Grace. Somebody come back here and told Rose Emma, sitting in here after her. She motioned for me to come out there, and I went. I come back up here, and they're still singing it. I said, His grace is sufficient. I've lost another. But you know what? When that bunch of dope addicts come by, thugs, and killed him, the resurrection said, son, you're getting too rough on you. I'm going to take you where there be no dying, where there be no crying, where there be no sighing, where there be no corruption, and where thieves can't break through. I mean, the thieves are here to kill you, but I'm going to take you out of it. Oh, Lord. You say, but I thought that was going to be in the resurrection day. Honey, there ain't no resurrection day. It's the resurrection I'm trying to get you to see. Forget the day. Bless God, He said, I am the resurrection. When I started to bury that boy, I stand up and I said, God, I don't understand all this. I said, but I know He'll come out in the resurrection. Why? He said, son, He got the resurrection in Him. Resurrection. But I didn't find this out till yesterday. The resurrection took Him out of here. That is His house He lived in. He ain't there no more. The resurrection got Him and sailed out. He said, one day the resurrection will come back. I saw this the other day. The resurrection will come back and get Him. Get His body. Get Him a new body. Son, you can't do nothing with a resurrected fella. It's got the resurrection on the inside of you. I am the resurrection. Well, if I am and He's in you, then son, you're as safe as if you were sitting right there by the side of Him this morning.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.